From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The sound of today's Labor Day parade in Pittsburgh. At a rally before the parade, Vice President Joe Biden spoke. He called working Americans the backbone of the nation.
You built the middle class. The middle class cannot be rebuilt without a growth in labor.
Biden will also visit today with a group of Pennsylvania firefighters. President Obama has arrived in Cincinnati, where he'll speak at an AFL-CIO picnic. In a Labor Day statement released by the White House, Mr. Obama said working Americans will help the nation emerge from the economic crisis. The White House has posted the text of a speech on education the president will deliver to the nation's school children tomorrow. That speech has prompted a national controversy about whether schools should devote part of their school days to what some see as a potentially partisan talk. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
In the three-page speech, the president urges students to study hard, get a good education, and not to give up. He tells the stories of students and celebrities, including himself, who overcame hardships and succeeded. The president does not delve into educational policy questions, though he does say he is, quote, working hard to fix up your classrooms and get you the books, equipment, and computers you need to learn, unquote. The early release of the speech was prompted by outrage from parents and from conservative commentators. Many school systems have decided they will not air the speech live, but will make it available for teachers to incorporate into the curriculum later on. Some parents say they will keep their children at home and say that students should watch the address with their parents, not at school. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
Bomb attacks in Iraq today have left at least 9 people dead and more than a dozen others wounded. The worst attack occurred at a checkpoint in Anbar province, west of Baghdad. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
According to Iraqi officials and witnesses, a car bomb detonated today near a police checkpoint on the way to the provincial capital, Ramadi. Officials said several of the people killed in the blast were policemen. Other bombs went off in Mosul and in Baghdad. Violence has been on the upswing since U.S. forces withdrew from Iraqi urban centers at the end of June. Initially, the attacks targeted Shiites, and some government officials accused Sunni militants of trying to reignite sectarian bloodshed. More recently, these attacks in the mostly Sunni Anbar province and in Sunni neighborhoods of Baghdad have stirred fears that sectarian violence may indeed be heating up on both sides. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is keen to show that his government is capable of maintaining law and order, as he prepares for elections slated for early next year. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
5 people are reported dead in Pakistan from a suspected U.S. missile strike near the Afghan border. The missile hit a compound in a region that is home to Taliban militant groups and their affiliates. The stock market is closed for the Labor Day holiday. This is NPR News from Washington. Taiwan's prime minister has stepped down today following sharp criticism of the government's response to the powerful typhoon that hit the country last month. That storm killed more than 600 people. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
Premier Liu Zhaoxuan resigned today to take responsibility for the government's handling of Typhoon Morakot. President Ma Ying-jeou appointed Wu Dun-yi, general secretary of the ruling Nationalist Party, to replace Liu. The rest of the current cabinet will resign on Thursday, and a new lineup will be announced within days. Typhoon Morakot drenched Taiwan in early August, causing severe flooding and mudslides that wiped out several villages in southern Taiwan. A poll by Taiwan's United Daily News showed skepticism about the government's reconstruction efforts. They also put President Ma's approval ratings at 29%, down from 66% when he took office last May. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
A judge in Sudan has convicted a female journalist of violating a public indecency law by wearing trousers outdoors. She was fined $200, but the judge did not order 40 lashes, as he could have done. Lubna Hussein was among more than a dozen women arrested in Khartoum in July. 10 of the women were fined and flogged, but Hussein decided to go to trial. She says she will go to prison for a month rather than pay the fine. Yasar Arman of the Sudan People's Liberation Army says the law is degrading to women and should be annulled.
This law is violating the rights of women, Muslims and Christians, and it is an unconstitutional law.
Human rights groups have also criticized the law. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.